Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the National NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here today on a Monday to go over a great triple header of NBA postseason action today. The playoffs have been amazing so far in the association. We have three more on tap today. Three huge important games throughout the NBA, obviously, for postseason. In the meantime, I want to remind you about, really quickly, to subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network and read BasketballNews.com every single day. We are the one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself, so we appreciate Basketball News for giving us the platform. And also for Basketball News, if you haven't heard us or read our content yet, you are missing out. I think we're the number one place for everything NBA. So make sure you read BasketballNews.com, subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network, and also follow all of our elite writers over on BasketballNews.com, including myself at eSidery. So much more staff writers you have to go follow on Twitter as well. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and dive in to a great slate, a triple header action in the NBA today. Our first game up here is an elimination game potentially on the board. The Brooklyn Nets hosting the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are up 3-0 in this series. The Nets are 1.5-point favorites today over the Celtics. I've been betting on Brooklyn every single game this series, and it's been really bad, to be quite honest. I definitely have not done well in that end as far as the series goes, but I have a very hard time seeing how this is a sweep. I have a very hard time seeing how the NBA loss to be a sweep. You have two superstar players, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. I think it's going to go game five. I think it's going to be a very close game back and forth, but in the end, I'm going to go with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, the stars for the Brooklyn Nets, to get this one done and force a game five back in Boston in a couple of days. So let's go ahead and lock in Nets minus 1.5. It could easily backfire here, but I'm going to go Nets minus 1.5. And now let's go ahead and lock in our player props for this game, powered by FanDuel. And here is our props on the board that I like alongside Nets minus 1.5. So Jason Tatum, over 31.5 points. I think Tatum's going to have a big game today for the Celtics against the Nets. Whether they win or lose, I expect a big game from Jason Tatum. So let's lock in Jason Tatum over 31.5 points. Like I mentioned, I like a big Kevin Durant game as well. Finally snap out of his funk in this series. So let's take Kevin Durant over 28.5 points. I also like here on the board from Boston side, Al Horford over 7.5 rebounds. Horford plays a big role defensively for this team. I think he gobbles up some rebounds today. So we're going to lock in Al Horford over 7.5 rebounds. And then finally, we'll close here on a Kyrie Irving prop that I like. Kyrie Irving hitting at least three threes today. So let's lock in Irving over 2.5 made threes. So here's our player props for this game to go alongside Nets minus 1.5 for our prediction. And it is as follows. Jason Tatum over 31.5 points. Kevin Durant over 28.5 points. Al Horford over 7.5 rebounds, and Kyrie Irving over 2.5 made threes. We're going to take that in the Nets minus 1.5. Now let's move on to our next game on the board here, our second of three games tonight on Monday. The Philadelphia 76ers hosting the Toronto Raptors. The Sixers are 8-point favorites today over the Raptors in Philadelphia. The Sixers are up 3-1 in the series, potentially a series closing game today. No Fred VanVleet for the Raptors, so it's going to be really tough sledding for Toronto in this one. Huge spread here at 8 for a playoff game. I think Philadelphia wins emphatically and covers this spread. So I love here Philadelphia behind big games from Joel Embiid, even with the thumb injury, plus James Harden to get this one done. So let's take the superstars for this game as well and lock in Sixers minus 8 over the Raptors to end this series as they move on to the second round. Let's go over now to our player props powered by FanDuel for this matchup. I love here Joel Embiid over 27.5 points. I know Embiid has torn ligaments in his thumb, but he's still putting up monster numbers still. I think Embiid's still going to put up 25-plus points per game in the postseason, even with his thumb injury. So I love Embiid here to close this one out and have a big game for the Sixers. We'll take the over here on 27.5 points. I also like from Toronto's side, another point prop here, Pascal Siakam over 24.5 points. No FVV today for the Raptors, so a lot more pressure offensively on Siakam's shoulders. So we're going to take Pascal Siakam over 24.5 points. Another point prop here I like as well on the board, James Harden, over 20.5 points. Really curious why it's so low. Kind of makes me question why it is so low. So we're going to take advantage of that right now and lock in James Harden over 20.5 points for this one. Just too low for me not to take advantage of there. And then finally, one last point prop here. All four point props, but I think all four will go over here. Gary Trent over 19.5 points. Like I mentioned with Siakam, no FVB today for Toronto. A lot more scoring pressure on the shoulders of guys like Pascal Siakam and Gary Trent. I think Trent scores at least 20 points today. So let's lock in Gary Trent Jr. over 19.5 points. So let's take Sixers minus 8 over the Raptors and the following player props. Joel Embiid over 27.5 points. Pascal Siakam over 24.5 points. James Harden over 20.5 points. And Gary Trent Jr. over 19.5 points. We're going to take that as well as the Sixers to win and cover the 8-point spread and move on to the second round of the Eastern Conference NBA playoffs. Finally, I think the best game on the slate today in the association kicks off here at 9:30 Eastern time. The Dallas Mavericks hosting the Utah Jazz. The Mavs are 3-point favorites today over the Jazz in Dallas. I think this series is going to go seven games, folks. It's been back and forth so far throughout the series. Luka Doncic is finding his footing after missing the first few games. I think we see big games today from Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson, that Mavericks backcourt that has really done well for the Mavericks all season long. So let's go ahead and lock in Dallas to win this game and take a 3-2 series lead back to Salt Lake City in a couple of days. So let's go ahead and put Mavericks minus 3 into the system here and go over to our player props powered by FanDuel for this one and lock in for that as well. I love a big Luka Doncic game, like I just mentioned. I think Luka is going to have a big game today for the Mavericks to propel them to a big victory. So I'm going to lock in Luka Doncic over 30.5 points. I also like here from the Utah side, Donovan Mitchell over 28.5 points. Very high volume shooters, we all know, a shot chucker. I think he's going to get a lot of shots today and eventually get at least 30-plus points today. So let's lock in Donovan Mitchell over 28.5 points as well. Another point prop I like from Dallas' side, like I mentioned, I love the Mavericks backcourt of Luka Doncic and Jalen Brunson. We're going to take Jalen Brunson over on his point total today as well at 20.5. He's been averaging almost 30 points per game throughout this series. Obviously, Luka Doncic is now back for the Mavericks, so it could go down a little bit. But I think Brunson still gets at least 20-plus points today. So let's go ahead and lock in as an easy prop, in my opinion, Jalen Brunson over 20.5 points. And then finally, one last player prop from Utah's side, Bojan Bogdanović over 2.5 made threes. Bojan's actually been really good this series for the Jazz. Great defense on Luka in the last game. He's also really, as well, been a great shooter throughout his career, whether it be in Washington, Indiana, or Utah. He's a great floor spacer. And we see Bojan Bogdanović hit multiple threes today, keep this game close for Utah. So let's lock in Bojan over 2.5 made threes in this one as well. So again, Mavericks minus 3, and let's go over our player props one more time for this one. Luka Doncic over 30.5 points. Donovan Mitchell over 28.5 points. Jalen Brunson over 20.5 points, and Bojan Bogdanović over 2.5 made threes. We're going to take that and the Mavericks to cover the spread tonight at home. So one more time before we end this podcast, appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to Nothing But Bets. Here's our picks against the spread, followed by our player props for every single game tonight, and it is as follows. Nets minus 1.5 over the Celtics, Sixers minus 8 over the Raptors, Mavericks minus 3 over the Jazz. So that is our picks against the spread. Now let's go to our player props for each game again. And for Nets versus Celtics, here's what I like on the board here. Jason Tatum over 31.5 points. Kevin Durant over 28.5 points. Al Horford over 7.5 rebounds. And Kyrie Irving over 2.5 made threes. Now let's go on to Sixers versus Raptors here. Like I mentioned, I like Philadelphia in a big win today. Let's lock in here. Joel Embiid over 27.5 points. Pascal Siakam over 24.5 points. James Harden over 20.5 points. And Gary Trent Jr. over 19.5 points. Now, finally, Mavericks versus Jazz, our player props for that game. We're going to do Luka Doncic over 30.5 points, Donovan Mitchell over 28.5 points, Jalen Brunson over 20.5 points, and Bojan Bogdanović over 2.5 made threes. So I appreciate everyone listening, and as always, to Nothing But Bets. We're the guys every single day to give you the NBA betting edge for a tip-off. Again, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Also, make sure you check out Nothing But Bets on the BasketballNews.com podcast in order to submit a great podcast outside of MBB you need to check out right now. And also make sure you read BasketballNews.com every single day for your one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. So in the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a loaded Monday slate in the Association for Playoffs, and have a happy Monday to you on this great day.